10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Well, good afternoon, out and abouters. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and or 92.3 FM, also streaming from kyrs.org. Welcome, welcome. And you know, this is just such a lovely tradition that we have. Every year we start ginning up for Pride, so I get to spend time with my friend Matt Danielson, who also happens to be the executive director of Pride. Hello, Matt.
Well, hello. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
It's been a hectic day.
I know. I kind of thought maybe I was going to be doing a solo show, but you just like landed here.
I'm still a little out of breath.
The dust is, there's still things floating in the air as you blew in here and everything's fine now.
Yes, everything is fine and will be fine. It's just, organizing an event of this magnitude is never an easy thing.
And, you know, we here at KYRS have one little tiny part of that where we broadcast the parade. I think the parade starts at noon. That's on June 13th.
Yep.
And we broadcast the parade and we are usually on, was it the east side of basically the Auntie's building, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
We're still doing that same spot.
No, nice of us to work some coordinating into this conversation.
Yeah,
as well.
Well, I got asked what the deal was when I came in here today, and I said that's one of my questions.
Yeah, so we are multitasking.
Oh,
here. Absolutely.
And you know, and I'm not taking notes because I'll just listen, go to the archives, and I'll listen to the show and get all my answers that I need. Yep. But yeah, so then we'll talk about what we need and stuff. But last year, everything went off without a hitch. The year before, Robert and I, we were sitting on the sidewalk transmitting, and it was kind of fun. But last year was actually really cool. We had, of course, the premiere of the world famous Selkirk the Cat, mm-hmm. which was, we didn't know that Selkirk was riding, I think, what was it, Engine 6, I think it was, from Spokane Fire Department, and became an international phenomenon. Is Selkirk going to be back this year?
You're going to make me give some sad news, but Selkirk is not back this year.
Okay.
I think the family moved out of town, and there's just lots of...
I know they did, but yeah, well, okay, well, that's it.
I have permission to use Selkirk in all of our branding, though.
Okay, good.
Because Selkirk's spirit will never escape Pride.
Well, here's the thing. We could just do like Morris the Cat, right? I mean, we could just replace him. You know, you could probably just get an AI Morris the Cat or Selkirk the Cat now.
I think I'd prefer a real kitty, but, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Whatever it works, you know. I could do some puppetry.
I think you already have a job during the parade.
That's right.
I mean, that's the thing about Pride is like we all have so many jobs, even not just me who's in charge of it. Like, you have multiple hats you're wearing.
I know. Tell me about it.
Half the community.
I know. I was just telling these guys, and they were leaving. I was telling them how much I just give and give. Mm-hmm. Just give too much.
Well, we need you. You're a valued part of this community, Maeve. And whenever I have a microphone, I like to share it with
you. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's fantastic because I was just saying that all in jest. Now I feel ashamed. I'm in a shame spiral. I'm going to pull out. Hey, so last year, you know, funding was kind of rough because, of course, people bending their knee to the fascist state. Mm-hmm. Has things gotten better as far as funding this year or, you know, from corporations and things like that?
I mean, we didn't get back the sponsorships we lost last year, but we found new partnerships this year, and things are going pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
You don't really know until you know. and get through with all the expenses and, you know, how much revenues were produced. But I'm cautiously optimistic we'll be in a lot better shape this year than we were last year.
And there's no long-term outlook on weather yet, is there?
Oh my God, no, like that's way almost 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
I was going to check for Coeur d'Alene Pride soon, but I don't think there's any way to.
Yeah. I think that's still too far out in the open, but you know, last couple times it's been
actually, let's glorious. Check for, let's see for, I know, but we did have rain like 5 years in a row once.
Yeah. Oh man. I know. I was Grand Marshal 1 year in a convertible. I felt bad for that guy's convertible because the rain just kept coming down, but you know, rain or shine, it's still a really good time. Now things are going to kicking things off on that Friday before on June 12th.
Pride is going to be officially a 2-day festival.
Okay.
I think it's going to be much more of a 2-day festival this year, and that we're doing a lot of extra programming Friday, expanding the vendor fair. I just checked the weather for June 6th for the Pride Cruise and Coeur d'Alene Pride. It says partly cloudy, high of 73. So that sounds perfect to me.
Well, that seems like a good segue maybe just to, let's talk about what are the dates of the things that are going on for Pride.
My Pride season officially starts, well, I mean, it's Pride all the time for me, so, you know, whatever. But really, really starts on June 6th with Coeur d'Alene Pride. And that's 10 o'clock in the morning at that park just right next to the water and the resort and everything in that band shell there. You cannot miss it if you just drive downtown. So I would encourage as many people from the area to, you know, drive into Coeur d'Alene and attend that. And then if you can, we have the Pride Cruise that lines up right with the end of Coeur d'Alene Pride, where we rent one of those big party boats and we throw a DJ, drag performers, karaoke, all sorts of fun stuff. And we dance and be ridiculous and, you know, wave our rainbow flags at the boats, you know, by us. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Idaho is so friendly to LGBT people. I'm sure it's well received. Out there when you're waving those pride flags.
It's a nice way to be very visible, but like, you know, we're all on our own boat. It's fine.
That's right.
Actually, you really don't get much hate on the boat. There are protesters, but most people kind of buzzing the boat are like just kind of happy that you're there.
Yeah. That's kind of how it's always very, very peaceful.
Legislation does not, you know, make people hate.
No, and it's just like they're catering to a very small bunch of people. Yeah. So you've got that, and then you can go on to how would people get tickets to go to the cruise?
That's all on SpokanePride.org or on either of our social medias on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
It's all pretty easily accessible there.
And I noticed I donated a little money today to it.
I saw that. Thank you.
Well, it's a little bit hard to find the donate button. It's down at the very bottom of the page. And also I wanted to talk to you too about, I was going to buy some swag and they just have like pictures of like, I think like there's the Pride flag, there's like American Pride flag, but are those flags? Cause they don't say what they are. They're $10.
They're the 3x5 flags.
All right.
They're the big flags.
Okay. Yeah.
We spent like $3,000 buying a whole bunch of different Pride flags. We'd really like to sell as many as we can leading into Pride. I think this would be a really good year to create a noticeable difference in how many people had Pride flags out front of their house.
So if somebody goes to that Pride, they look at merch and then it's under apparel, but it doesn't really say what it is. There's just a little picture of the different flags. That's what it is. It's flags. So people can go to that if they, you know, and you see people carrying all sorts of flags during the parade and people can wear them over their shoulders. It's not like the American flag. You don't have to granted people do disrespect the American flag and put it off the back of their pickup truck and things like that. But you can actually wear the flag if you want to the Pride parade, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you know, rainbow flag can be a little messy like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And we can strap it on our back and it's a cape. It's fine.
Exactly.
Perfectly acceptable.
It's actually probably very thematic to wear a Pride flag as a cape because you are a superhero. So then on the 12th, you've got your kickoff.
Here, I'll just go through everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, 6th, 7th, 8th. So June 8th, we're going to do a little flag raising ceremony in front of City Hall, get the rainbow flag up on City Hall and read the proclamation, because obviously we got our city government, our allies and community, and they're more than happy to give us a proclamation for the month of June as Pride Month. And then Wednesday, so that'll be the 10th, we have... I believe that's the day we have a blood drive at the Pride Center from 11 to 1, 715 East Sprague. Also drop by and get a Pride flag too if you want. They're only $10. So
Really, for a flag, that's a great deal.
Pretty cheap. And, we're doing a blood drive down there. And then later on that day, same day, the 10th, there is the Interfaith Pride Service up at St. John's. And that's pretty cool. It's a bunch of, open and affirming Christian churches. Yeah. There's some Buddhists. There's some people from the Jewish community.
On that Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think I may walk over there and do that.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact time, but it's usually about 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay.
Actually, I need to bug them for marketing on that because, oh my gosh, it's soon.
Yeah, it is.
And then, I can't think of anything on the Thursday, but I'm sure there is something.
There's got to be.
Then we get to Friday for the official Pride events starting. We have the Rally for Trans Rights. Is that what we settled on? I forget the words, but Maeve knows she is speaking at it.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm always saying the same thing over and over again at these things. So I think I'm going to mix it up a little bit this time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be great no matter what.
Oh, I'll try.
Not to put any undue expectation, but that's 3 o'clock at the Red Wagon. So we had several community members in the trans community reach out and wanting to do something explicitly to showcase and represent that community. And we were like, yeah, we're down. Join the committee. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Like, be the change you want to be, help us plan it. Because I mean, I'm not a trans person. I don't want to mandate what the trans community does.
But boy, there sure are a lot of active trans people in Spokane.
Yeah. No, and I'm like, join the committee and let's plan this thing. Yeah. And Spokane Pride will support you. We'll pay for the park, figure out the logistics, do the things. And then we're going to march around the park and the vendor fair will be starting about then. So that starts at about 4:00. Then 4:00, we also have Pride Yoga happening by the clock tower, hosted by Coil.
Cool.
So that's really fun. First time we've done something like that.
That sounds awesome.
And then the official start of the kickoff party, actually, I just changed that to be 4:00 too, because I wanted a bit more time to, give some time to the Grand Marshals and different community members to talk about, Pride and how it's important. So that'll be under the pavilion, and there'll be a vendor fair in the plaza. And if you walk into Riverfront Park, you will see the vendors, and you just follow the vendors into the park and end up in the pavilion. That's where the big show is Friday. We have the band Atari Ferrari. We have an hour and a half of drag. I forget. I think we have a dance class, fun dance class or something. Awesome. And then we have a dancing and DJ from 8 to 9:30.
Oh, how fun. And that'll be under the pavilion.
Under the pavilion. The beer garden will be open. So it'll just be a really cool,
cool
thing. And then we get to Saturday, the big, big day, because Pride is 2 days now. So that is structured pretty similarly. We have the parade starting at noon, like tradition. Festival officially starts at 1:00, but there's going to be a lot going on in that park all day. So even if you can only stop by in the morning, you'd still come and see what's going on. It's going to be fun either way.
Yeah.
Or if you can't stop by till later. Then the main breadth of the festival runs from 1 to 7, and then we stop programming at our 5 stages and take it down to just 2. And some people clear out of the park and go to bars and stuff, but a lot of people stay as well. And I believe the IndigiQ, the Two-Spirit Powwow programming will continue as well. And that's a part of both days as well. I actually asked Connor, the the organizer of that to come on with me today, but he wasn't able to because I'd like to explicitly, you know, lift up that programming. It'll be the, I think it'll be the 23, 24, 25, 26. This will be the fourth two-spirit powwow we've done.
And that'll be, is that in the Lilac Bowl area?
Actually, we've changed the location. That will be happening in the Red Wagon on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And they are incorporated into the programming on Friday and the vendor fair. So kind of a start in the regular vendor fair.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Saturday it'll be all in the Red Wagon. So that'll be really cool. And I don't think this has been publicly announced, but we do have a big, I guess I don't care. I'll announce it. I know, an exclusive
this
for me.
Exclusive, I know. I'm excited.
So we've talked for years about trying to do a block party in front of Nine. And with a lot of finagling with the city government. Oh my gosh. It looks like that's going to happen. Yeah.
Wow. So are they shutting down the street then?
We are. Yeah.
When is that?
That's Pride. That's going to happen.
The whole time?
It's happening like 3 or 4 o'clock to kind of coincide with Pride kind of winding down. It's trying to give a space for the tens of thousands of people that are in town from out of town, so you can have a place to go after you go to the park.
So you go to the parade, Friday, you could go check out the vendors if you want and check out the Two Spirit powwow, and then go to the, and then Saturday, really, things kick off with the parade, and you move into Riverfront Park, and then you're like I'm getting hungry, and there's going to be plenty of food vendors there.
Yeah,
and stuff,
we have
right?
more food vendors than ever. You can just stay in the park all day.
It was, you could hardly move. How many people did they think were there last year?
I don't know. It's really hard to get good numbers, especially we had No Kings kind of adjacent to us last year.
Oh,
as well,
that's right.
Which was complicated.
Yeah.
And I don't have good numbers.
But
it was definitely
tens of thousands,
like the several tens of thousands.
Yeah. So that'll be cool because people might want a little change of venue. They walk to Pride in the walk to Nine in the afternoon, and there'll be party in there, and I suppose dancing in the street.
Yep, dancing in the street, especially after 6 when the park winds down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to joke that we're going to, once I'm ready for everybody to be out of the park, we're going to parade down to down to 9 and, you know, so we can wrap things up.
Your feet just must be so tired by the end of the day.
I would love to put a pedometer on me, but I got to run about 10, 12 miles because the park is too busy to golf cart around or use my bicycle even.
Yeah,
so I end up just kind of running everywhere.
Yeah.
But
I've, of course I don't have that big a part of it, but man, I bet you I get in like 30,000 steps that day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
And if anybody doesn't know who I am already, if you see somebody running around like a maniac at Pride screaming happy Pride,
yeah, that's
me. That is very likely to be me.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, very good chance of that. Let's see where we're at. Oh, which, you know, I guess we'll do our 20-minute after the hour stuff. And then we're going to come back and talk more logistics. But before we do, why don't we let people know one more time? I mean, we've given a lot of information, and they're probably people are going to want to check to make sure that they're going to the right thing, right time. How do they find that out?
SpokanePride.org. That is SpokanePride.org.
.org.
Or Spokane Pride on Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, operators are standing by.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play a little music as I load up all the stuff on the computer I have to play. And so we're going to have a little bit of the Green Warriors, who are kind of turning into my house band, I would say. Here we go. Day After Wednesday Afternoon. This may be a new one. We'll find out.
Thank you.
Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com.
Out and About receives support from Eastern Washington University, the region's polytechnic, offering an increased emphasis on real-world, hands-on learning to build career-ready skills and a lifelong community. More information at ewu.edu. Out and About receives support from Eastern Washington University, the region. Out and About receives support from Eastern Washington University, the region's polytechnic.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for May 29th through the 31st. Friday, Just Plain Darren at the Riddler, the Heather King Duo at Iron Horse in the Valley, Imagine Jazz at Hotel Indigo, Tristan Hart Pierce and All Directions at Zola, and Craig and DeBratz, Denver Rhiannon, and Jacob Van Now at Chan's Red Dragon. Friday and Saturday, Eternal Jones at Bolo's. Saturday, Jerry Lee Raines at the Riddler, Ron Green at Market Street Pizza, Max Daniels Soulful Brothers, and Carson Floyd at Zola, Dancing Plague, Datura, Ceremony Shadows, Blunt Skulls, and Keep Watch at the Big Dipper, and Get Loud in the Library with Loomer, Jumbotron, Heel Click, and Index in the downtown Spokane Central Library. Sunday, Corey Aileen at the Mac, Justin Priest at Wine and Taps, Street Fever, Carol Lee, Normoria, Half Joy, and Lost Masters at the Big Dipper, and Inland Empire Percussion at the Whitworth Church. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Spokane Regional Health District reminds listeners that a routine septic system check is easier and cheaper than a backyard disaster. More information at srhd.org.
KYRS Thin Air Community Radio provides our region with information that might be omitted, overlooked, or even censored by mainstream media. Your radio station is powered by the communities they serve and our radio programs as rich and diverse as the Spokane community itself. Please make a pledge today by texting Give KYRS to the number 44321. Your support ensures that KYRS can continue to celebrate the rich diversity of our community.
All right, we are back, and yeah, I'm talking to Matt Danielson, and Matt is the executive director of Spokane Pride, and talking about the Pride Festival, which is not, you know, used to just be kind of the Pride Parade, but it has grown into such a big thing that it basically is taking 2 days to do it all. And one thing that always strikes me about it, and Matt and I think we've been talking about this for like 5 years, and the one thing we always talk about is like, they should just call this the Spokane Nice Person Festival, right? I mean, it's just, there's so many kind people, and there's a lot of families there, and you don't need to know anybody who's LGBTQ. You will by the time the day's done, but you know, and it's open to everybody, and I see a lot of people who are not LGBTQ plus having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just the vibe is so good. The entertainment is great. The food is great. The people watching is top notch.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very top notch. People watching, but it's family friendly. I mean,
I
don't think there's ever been, and really, like we were saying before, there's really not a lot of, we don't see a lot of protesters and. People kind of stay away. They know because it's so big, I think they don't mess with it.
Well, we still had some protesters last year, but
were there last year?
Yeah, not just the No Kings one. We definitely had the counter protesters.
Yeah.
And the guy with the cross that hangs at the plaza that always likes to go into the park and be hateful.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
The guy I wrote a song for.
It's a good song. I was thinking about that the other day because I saw him out there doing that. But, you know, you just reminded me Matt, something that I do at the right after the 20-minute hour is I let people know about what's going on as far as protests in Spokane. And so that's what we're going to talk about. I'll just take a couple minutes to talk about this. And these all come from saveusa.me is the website, and it's kind of a clearinghouse, and there are a ton of things you can do besides protests on there. So you should go to saveusa.me, or I really like the Substack that Spokane Indivisible does, and Spokane Stands Up on Facebook's a great one too. All right, here's what's going on. You can stand with the EW's Gender, Women's, and Sexuality Studies program by signing and sharing a petition. And that you get to that petition again through saveusa.me. The Spokane 3 trial has started, and it's been kind of interesting to be reading about that. And you can go to so many different places to learn more about that. First one at the top of the list is Pajels, but you again go to saveusa.me and see that one. Luke Jasmine, it's listed on here as a campaign kickoff at the Women's Club on Wednesday, May 27th, 5:30 to 7:30. Spokane Visibility Brigade, those are the folks that are always above I-90 waving signs, and they're very funny signs, and they're big. And you can see the guy with the MAGA bumper sticker grab his chest as he drives underneath it, because they're pretty funny. But anyways, the Spokane Visibility Brigade meets at May 28th. That's a Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And those are at the I-90 overpasses, which are at Arthur, Thor, and Regal. PGELS, People Power Organizing Against Authoritarianism, Saturday, May 30th. 9 to 4 p.m. You can get a hold of PJALS, PJALS, Peace and Justice Action League Spokane. You can look that up and get more info on that. Power to the People. a District 5 Community Candidate Forum will be Saturday, May 30th, 1 to 3:30 p.m. at Mead High School Auditorium. That is for the 5th District Congressional seat. Say it Saturday. Endless wars. Blame the billionaires. This time, Saturday, May 30th, 2 p.m. at B.A. Clark Park, which is, of course, between the corner of Empire and Garland. That is the northwest corner. It'll be the corner that has a park on it. By the way, let's see. The Spectrum Singers will present Good Trouble, Songs of Protests. That's May 30th, this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Shadle Park High School. And those, they always put on a great show, so it'd be worth going to seeing them for sure. Mikey Mondays, of course, next Monday, you can do that. Monday, June 1st, 3 to 4 p.m. at Division and Ruby at the V in the median in front of Wendy's. That is always a good time. And I'm always hawking the Nick the Beat zine. All the proceeds would go to Spokane Pride, and that has moved. I was always telling you, go to the website for that. But you know what? You can go to Splat Co-op, and I've had those guys on there. It's at the Milk Bottle downtown Spokane. That's where it's at. And there's copies of that there. And anything that I make off of that, I'm going to donate to another nonprofit, which is Spokane Pride. So we're going to jump back into talking to Pride right now. And Matt, any big changes that you kind of from last year that you were like, we should have done this? Anything as far as structurally that people might be surprised about?
No, we already hit the big ones with the trans rally in March, the yoga, the expanding to the 2-day of the IndigiQ programming, and then the block party, because the block party is being done by Nine, but I've been kind of coordinating it all with Kitty, the owner of Nine, and a couple other people in the government who have been happy to help us.
That is good. And I guess one of the things last year was you were talking about, was it the Howard Street Bridge? I can't remember. That was where the vendors were. There was some talk about moving those vendors.
We're moving all the food trucks off of the Orange Bridge, Howard Bridge.
Yeah.
Because it was just as bad with the trucks obstructing and the lines too, in addition to that. So we're just having a single line of sponsors on there. So sponsors that we really love are going to be on that bridge, and hopefully there'll be a lot more room for people to go through, because it just seemed like too much congestion to be safe, especially when you have to be real these days and worry about mass casualty events with vehicles.
Yeah, that's true. And it's you talk about all the different sponsors, and then also the vendors that are going to be there. There is a broad spectrum of vendors that are there. My wife was there with the Spokane Gardeners. Mm-hmm. I mean, they because it's a big community event. So I think it might be the biggest event that actually has vendors and has community groups in Spokane. I can't think of one that has more people.
No, I think that's technically true.
Yeah.
I more frame it as, I think we're the largest single day event, because you'll see, I mean, Hoop Fest is bigger by the breadth of it.
Yeah.
But as far as the activation of Riverfront Park and doing a bunch of community based vendors, like, we're the largest by far, kind of.
I mean, there's a ton of churches there that have set up booths, and, I think a lot of people may be rethinking, their faith or whatever. Maybe it's time to go down there and see what's there, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, and if you haven't been to Pride, I would just maintain an open mind, go down there and just see the tangible amount of love and joy that's around there, all the color. Yeah. I mean, we were joking, we were buying safety vests for our new safety committee that we've created this year to try and do high level contingency planning. And we were like, make them bright. I'm like, they'll blend in if they're bright.
Yes, you're right.
But we did settle. Yeah. We did settle on fuchsia.
Fuchsia, anyway. That's good.
it's just the coolest weekend of the year. I'm sometimes sad I miss it, trying to be at the head of it. But then
that is the thing, when you're in the middle of these things, where you kind of wish, I wish I could have seen that, or I wish I could have, fully enjoyed that, because you've got so many other things on your mind.
Yeah.
But I have caught you a time or two looking at something and big smile on your face. And
yeah, well, we've really done a lot of work the last several years trying to distribute the labor, just distributing the responsibility, building several committees.
Yeah.
And then now hiring my first assistant. And it has just really changed the equation. And that's why we're, instead of just trying to survive this year like usual, we're doing a whole bunch of extra things like command and control and high-level communication and contingency planning. And, you know, stuff like we should have been doing, but just Spokane Pride grew so quickly that the capacity of the organization has far from kept up with it. And we're not a nonprofit that gets a bunch of grants or anything. We really have to mostly survive off of just the revenues from our events and donations. So, so it's really important that, you know, our community steps up and shows up this, you know, for that weekend, because it's how we're going to survive and keep Pride growing, not just in Spokane, but in our entire region, because we're doing prides all the way from, you know, southern BC to, you know, almost down to Oregon. So because we love to, you know, I love to jump in my car and help another pride happen.
What's the smallest venue that you've been at for a pride parade as far as little small towns?
Most of them aren't parades, but
festivals. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I think it was probably Lewiston Pride, but it was actually in Clarkston.
Okay.
Because obviously it's easier logistically to do a pride event in Washington at this point.
Sure. Yeah.
But that was probably the smallest one I went to. And that was last September. It was still awesome and adorable. There was a stage. So of course I, you know, set my booth and my sound equipment up next to the stage, brought a bunch of batteries too, because I didn't have power, and like a bunch of really cute local musicians and vendors. It was very fun.
Yeah. And when's Garland Pride this year?
Garland Pride is August 22nd.
Okay.
And we're just taking over Garland at that point. Like we've been working really closely with, you know, the businesses over there, the neighborhood association, Visit Spokane, just as many layers that we can like get involved in that event we want. I would love that event to be more almost more of a product of that neighborhood at some point.
Yeah.
And Spokane Pride just kind of like play a, you know, logistical leg. Like,
right.
We help you out. But yeah, we're moving that direction. We've created an entire new committee of just people up in that neighborhood. And it's going to be, honestly, I would really recommend this one, especially if the big downtown crowds and parking overwhelm you. If you don't want to go to Big Pride, Garland Pride is a wonderful other option. And the theme this year is Alice in Wonderland, because we just did 2 years of Wizard of Oz. So I have to dress up as Alice this year instead of Dorothy, obviously.
Well, I suppose so. You know, that's the thing. How about Pride on Perry? Is that still a thing?
That is June 27th.
Okay.
I have to miss that one again, because that's going to be my Pride in Creston, BC, that I'm going up to help with sound production. But I will still have a team doing the sound and DJing at Pride and Perry.
Okay.
And a booth, because that one is done by Odyssey Youth, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Takes
point
right on that one, and we just kind of play support on that one.
Yeah, that's so cool. What, you know, do you think it's in, why is it important for kind and nice people to show up at these events? Why do you think that, other than to just have a good time?
Kind, nice, open-minded, progressive people. I think just because Pride has its history in the queer and the LGBTQ+ community doesn't mean that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Pride's about universal love and acceptance and, you know, celebrating our differences and loving each other for them, instead of like, you know, drawing each other into boxes and separating.
Yeah.
So I think if you're progressive at all, or just like, you know, into general kindness, I think just show up with an open mind and you're going to find a community there you didn't know you were already a part of.
Yeah.
Because I do think, I mean, I have a wild theory that I think Pride's going to be as big as the 4th of July in, you know, 50 years. It's every town's going to have a Pride. It's just going to be about celebrating your community. It's like, it's not even going to be as much based on, you know, your sexual orientation or gender identity. It's just going to be based on, you know, not giving a crap about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, just loving each other because of those different factors in you, instead of, you know, what other people do.
Yeah, you know, I can really see that because, you know, I think maybe like 50 years ago, you wouldn't have to say, hey, community is important, or, you know, being kind is important, or, you know, just standing up for other people is important. It's like, I don't think that was so baked into who we are as a society back then. But I think that's, of course, very much changed, where I think, you know, harken back to what happened in Minneapolis, right? Mm-hmm. Where there were all these people that stood up for people in the community that had nothing to really to do with them. They didn't know their Hispanic neighbor that was being chased by ICE. They didn't know these people. Mm-hmm. But what they did know is that it was wrong and they should stand up for people. And I think that really was so confusing for people in the Trump administration and for other people who don't understand that people are motivated to do things because it's the honorable thing to do, not because it gives them any kind of power or gives them any kind of money. It's just because that's what we were raised as human beings to be like. And I think that when you talk about this festival expanding and becoming something else, where we just celebrate community and celebrate kindness and celebrate doing things for other people, I think there's going to be just a very strong calling to do that.
Yeah. And in addition to that, and just kind of echoing, I think pride is also the biggest thing the progressive movement does, full stop, all together in one day. This is the largest coordination effort of that. And if you're at all involved in the protest movement or think, you know, things aren't going great right now, that's going to be echoed by the people at that event as well, because several identity categories in this community are being actively targeted by the federal government.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to create the broadest coalition we possibly can to, you know, stand up together, unified as, you know, a progressive coalition. And, you know, going to Pride and being a part of that community is a big part of that. And you belong there, whether you've you haven't been there as long as you're accepting of who people actually are and standing up for love and standing up for the right thing. You have a place.
Well, and I think also that it's a celebration of people telling the truth about themselves. I mean, when was the first Pride Parade in Spokane?
1992.
And that first one, people had to wear paper bags on their heads because they were afraid of being targeted. And we're at the point now, thanks to laws. I mean, it wasn't because they were afraid, oh, somebody's going to say something mean to me. It's like, well, you could lose your job if you were gay or trans. So now people can tell the truth, and people are telling the truth. And I think that is another one that bamboozles them. The folks like who are in the Trump administration and people of that ilk are, well, why would somebody tell the truth about something when they could just cover it up, make it easier on themselves, and they wouldn't have to worry about any kind of embarrassment or any kind of ostracization or anything like that. Just lie about yourself, you know? And I think that most of us, as again, the way we're raised, we don't want to be liars. And so I think it's a big celebration of truth too. And so if you are looking at the current world situation right now and seeing that the United States has been really turned into a country headed by people who want to tell lies and also want to hurt people, and basically the antithesis of honor and kindness, an event like the Pride Parade is a celebration of the opposite of that, I think. You couldn't stand with people who are honorable and truthful people.
No, that is correct. We're not putting on a show for the cameras. We're not trying to speak in talking points to a right-wing fringe. We're standing up together for who we are. Part of the reason I got involved in Pride, probably the main reason, I grew up fundamentalist Christian and, moved to Spokane the day after I graduated from a small town in central Washington and, you know, got really involved in the community. I found community, you know, at the gay bars in town, and it kind of felt like I was chasing that dragon of wanting to be in a church again.
Yeah.
And, and that obviously led me to doing events, which led me to Pride and, you know, eventually having to be in charge of it. And I think that's the community that I'm endeavoring to build. And I think the people surrounding me are, and Maeve as well. And you, it's like, how can we build community infrastructure that can step in for these religious institutions that are no longer as relevant to our everyday lives? How can we create ways and events that, you know, aid in making us actively have to connect to each other in person, not just online, because a lot of our social ills are just by our lack of connection to each other and our failing community institutions. And I think we have an opportunity with Pride if we keep showing up, if we keep being together in this way and standing up for love and equality. I think this is a great opportunity to rebuild some of these institutions and find connection in our community.
Right. And, you know, evidenced too by religious institutions that are helping out Pride.
Oh man, yeah.
I mean, and because, you know, and I'm not going to get preachy. My background is in pastoral ministry, but I'm not going to get preachy. But all to say that if your mission is about Jesus, then you would probably truly be doing Jesus-y things, right? Mm-hmm. And so there are mainstream Christian religions that are helping out Pride and donating.
Yeah, no, two of Pride's largest sponsors. I would, if you don't already know, I'd love you to guess what two of our largest sponsors are. And you would not guess that it is the Episcopal Diocese of Spokane and Gonzaga University Lincoln LGBTQ Center. So we have the Catholics and the Episcopalians. We have 14 churches represented, plus a Jewish temple, plus the Buddhist temple. Like, I mean, the way I read the New Testament, I think Jesus would be more likely to lead the Pride Parade than go to a lot of these churches, especially the churches of the counter-protesters.
Yeah.
Like, they are not preaching love. They are not loving thy neighbor as themselves and God above all. They are preaching hate.
Well, they don't. They'll preach anything but what Jesus said. You know, I mean, that's the thing, or what Jesus said to do. So, yeah. So I think that, and you know, really, it's 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been a shocking thing to say, but I think some people would be shocked by that now, especially with the, you know, woke, which, you know, I mean, woke is basically would have been something you would have heard in church, you know, back 20 years ago in a mainline Christian church or DEI or whatever they want to put to it. But it is to stand up for those basic human values. We do have to come together, and some churches are still doing that. A lot of churches aren't. And you're right. I think there is that need for community, like that people, that Pride. And you see, I mean, the free mom hugs people, that's such a moving thing to see kids who have been rejected from their families because they've told the truth about themselves. And these moms and dads stepping into that role of giving hugs to young adults and, you know, who are in need of some love. It's a beautiful, it really is with the agape type of love. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to witness.
No, it's yes. And it's not just the free mom hugs. It's everybody at Pride. Like there's something about it. I still analyze this sometimes in my head. Like, what is different about our day? I mean, you know, like Selkirk, for example, in the parade, watching that video again and again and again, like we all did.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a normal parade. Like, it was immediate. The moment that cat left the fire truck, just screams of joy. And then the cat would come in, it would stop.
It's like turning the volume up and down.
No, it's not just like a normal joy, like, oh yeah, we're happy to. It's like people are utterly focused on having a great time.
Ecstatic.
It is glorious. I love
and,
it.
You know, and right now, I really think that being joyful, being happy, being kind, is probably the most ultimate form of protest right now that you could have. I mean, to be able to not bite on the dread that they put out on a hook every day to us, and to celebrate each other and celebrate life in a beautiful place. It's fantastic. Is there going to be, you know, say it Saturday that day?
No, I don't think so. There was supposed to be a big protest thingy on the 14th.
Oh.
But I think, well, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I
have Indivisible has a booth. Basically, everybody that would be involved in that, they all have booths or parade entries at Pride.
Yeah.
So I think it's all just Pride.
I would hope so. I hope that they would.
And if it's not, I will pull as many strings, make as many phone calls. Because I think we proved last year in our willingness to coordinate and cooperate with the No Kings protest that we are broadly aligned in this mission.
Yes.
And we, especially for promoting unity as a progressive movement, like I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. And it's always going to be messy because that's the tough thing about being a lefty is it's not just everybody thinking the same thing. It's representing a community of people that believe a broad base of things.
Yeah.
And how do we still yet maintain unity there?
And people who question things too, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Question each other.
Well, right. There's always a little bit of that, those things in there where people, you know, question authority, right? Mm-hmm. So and that's always been our strength and our weakness at the mm-hmm. same time.
Yep.
You know, but I like being one of those people. I like being one of those people that will say, I'm not in a cult,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, it goes back to what you were saying earlier. It's about truth and honesty.
Yeah.
And we're not just going to blindly follow something.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to ask questions.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you're one of those people, you may want to come out to the Pride Parade. You know, all you're doing is standing with a bunch of other kind people. And that's, of course, going to be this June on 12th, Friday, and then Saturday the 13th, the day with the parade. You know, you can go to SpokanePride.org and see all of that. I think sometimes the news can be overwhelming and you can feel a little bit anxiety. I mean, if you're not feeling anxiety, you're probably not paying attention, but a good way to combat that is to come on down and stand with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, and for those of you who will be at that corner towards the start of the parade over by Auntie's, we'll be broadcasting, we'll be playing music there. And that music and commentary that we'll be doing is going to also be broadcast here on KYRS 88.1, 92.3 FM. And you can listen to that in your car radio. You can listen to that if you're out of town, if you're shut in, or maybe, you know, I think sometimes people pick the Pride Parade maybe to make that decision whether they're going to come out or not. And actually, it's a pretty powerful thing when you're on the verge of coming out. I mean, I've been there, and it's just so moving to be surrounded by so many people who've dealt with what you're going through and mm-hmm. see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that there is a community waiting for you of kind and nice and smart people. So you may be doing that and you're maybe a little bit afraid, like, oh, maybe I don't want to come out or whatever. Well, you don't have to worry about that. It's all about standing with people and being kind, celebrating the truth.
Mm-hmm. No, totally agree.
So
that's what I mean when I say happy Pride.
Yes. Well, you say it, Matt, and anybody standing next to you can feel it. And this year we'll have the Angels will be back out in force.
Oh yeah, actually that's an update we have on them.
Oh yeah, what's that?
So we've colored all their robes to be and wings to look like the different types of the Pride flags.
No way, that's cool.
So it's going to be really cool to look at this year. Actually, my parade coordinator spent all last weekend dyeing them. Thank you, Anna.
Well, so for people who are listening to this and don't know what the Angels are that we're talking about, is that sometimes, you know, everybody's having a good time and there's going to be the counter protesters who are there, I think, not really just to ruin people's good times. That's how they, if you haven't noticed, that's how this administration gets off, is the cruelty is the point It's almost like a sexual thing for them to hurt people. And so I think that when people are having a good time, there's somebody who's going to say something that's going to make people angry and take them out of that moment. Well, these angels, all they do is they calmly step in front of the protester and cover them with their wings so you can't see them.
Yep. And in addition to that, we have the P Jammers, a wonderful marching band.
Yeah.
That is also looking for people to carry flags for them. I don't have that email off the top of my head.
Okay.
But if you go to the Spokane Pride Facebook, I've shared flyers about it several times.
Okay.
But yeah, they're looking for people to kind of wave flags with them. But they basically cover the soundscape and the angels cover the site. And, you know, all you see is a fun little queer marching band and a bunch of colorful angels and not all the hate.
Yeah.
And I think the most beautiful the pictures that speak to me the most about Pride is seeing some combination of, you know, the hatefulness that's there juxtaposed with the intense joy and all the mediating factors that we have kind of covering the hate, because I think that just in one shot kind of speaks 1,000 words about what the actual event and what the event is about conceptually.
Yeah, it is. And another part of that that I really love too is talking to parents or kids who've come out and their parents step into that role of becoming one of the angels, because they really are in their kids' corner, and it's a beautiful thing.
Oh yeah.
Well, we are out of time, Matt, of course, as always. It goes by way too quickly.
Remember, hit Coeur d'Alene Pride, June 6th, Pride Cruise, same day. Also, we have the Rainbow Run, fun run in partnership with Spokane Front Runners and Spokane Pride, June 20th at 9 a.m. at the Nest. Registration is at SpokanePride.org. I know I'm missing things. There are so many events.
So people should just go to Spokane Pride.
Yeah, email any of the emails on the website. It goes directly to me.
Okay.
I will tell you what's up. Just get involved. Get involved in the community. We need everybody to be fearless and united, like our theme
that's
is this year.
That's the theme, yeah. That's right. Okay, fearless and united. And thank you for our listeners, our fearless and united listeners, for listening to this episode of Out and About. You are listening to KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane. See you next week.
So they're not interested in soon-to-be-displaced masses who will be made redundant. So, hello, people are revolting. And interestingly, some of the strongest backlash is coming from a huge group generally assumed to be politically apathetic or enthusiastic about all technology, young people. Columnist Michelle Goldberg reports that several tech honchos who have given college commencement speeches this month were startled when they launched into gushing praise for the glorious future promised by AI. They were practically driven off stage by roaring cascades of boos from the students. This is Jim Hightower saying, the pain that AI profiteers are imposing is one thing, but an even greater cause of this spreading revolt is the imperious arrogance and stupidity of royal elites who think ordinary people don't matter. Did these oligarchs never hear about the revolution of 1776? The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
KYRS, Medical Lake, and K222BG, Dartford, 88.1 FM, 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio.
The following program was pre-recorded.
This is Democracy Now!
It is not the first time we are witnessing these contradictions from the United States. In fact, one of the problems in our negotiations is these inconsistencies and contradictions in their behavior. This is not a new issue.
The U.S. attacked southern Iran Sunday, sinking two Iranian ships claiming they were laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran, meanwhile, shot down a U.S. Reaper drone. This comes as negotiations over a potential deal to end the war are ongoing. We'll get the latest. Then an estimated 300 immigrants detained at the for-profit immigration jail, Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey, are on hunger strike. Outside the jail over the weekend, protesters were tear-gassed by ICE as they tried to block a van transferring Martin Soto, the husband of one of the organizers, outside.
Everybody in there, they're not eating.